Hello.
Hi, Michael. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Good to hear. I was following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
No, the actual I changed banks.
Oh, no wonder. Okay. So I can update it to the new card. Do you have it on you now?
Yeah, okay, so did we use the card or did we use an ACH, which I supplied the bank account number and routing number?
It's a card. We don't do ACH anymore. We used to, but we have a Visa ending in 9758. Is that the one that's associated with the old bank?
Hold on, let me see if I even still have that old card. Let me see. I don't see a card. I wonder if I destroyed it. Yeah, I don't even have that card anymore.
Just to let you know, on my end, it says insufficient funds. It doesn't say that the account was closed. So maybe, contact whoever that card was issued from and tell them, to cancel it. Because if you, destroyed the card and the account's still open, you don't want, something funny to happen to it,
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I no longer do business with that bank.
No wonder.
Okay, hold on. Well, I would have. Yeah, I'm looking for that card. Yeah, it took over. It's U.S. Bank. I had Union Bank for 30 plus years,
Wow.
and then U.S. Bank bought and took over Union Bank and screwed it up, and it's been a nightmare for a year and a half. So I just said, screw you, and opened my new bank account. First time in 30 something years I opened an account with a different bank. Yeah, I can't even find. I got my Union Bank, but it's U.S. Bank. I don't even know
Oh wow. Yeah, the banks are doing a lot of the merging these days and stuff, and it makes it confusing, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, they screwed up my account more than you can imagine, where I literally had to go to the bank to get them to straighten things out, and they were just charging fees where they're not supposed to, and they would credit it. And then the fee will come up again.
Wow.
Yeah,
So
this
what
went
I
on
can
for a
do, Michael,
year.
if you can't find the new card, I can
No, I
get
have no,
an. Oh, you
I
have it.
was in
Okay.
this. Yeah, no, I have it. It's a debit card from Chase. That's
Oh,
the
okay.
new bank account. Okay,
So
but
then let's use
again.
that.
Is that something I can go online and do? I don't like giving things out, over the phone.
Sure. So let me send you the login to your dashboard. And once you log in, it will say your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. And then when you click that box, it will automatically take you to the billing page where you can update your payment. But I can tell you, just because I have the billing in front of me now, if you have me do it, it's the same difference, and we're VeriSign secured for transactions over the phone up to $150,000. So the billing information is safe with us because it's encrypted, meaning that once I enter it, it blocks out the whole number other than the last four digits. So even your old number, all I could see is it was a Visa ending in 9758. I can't see any other information regarding that payment.
Okay, so let me, I'll give you the new payment.
Okay.
Hold on, where is someone texting me? Oh, that's you.
Oh, yeah, I think I sent you the login, so it'll send you a text, and it will send you an email. But now you have it, because that's the same platform where you can go on and look at your results. So, but my only question is, the old County Road address still the same billing address for this new card?
Yes, everything has changed. The only thing is, I went from U.S. Bank to Chase.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just trying to find out where the heck I'm still. I still have no idea where that stupid card is. Yeah, unless I shredded it. Could have done that. I don't remember. I just can't find it. I want to make sure. But it doesn't really matter because whatever you have is.
Yeah, it's not going through.
Well, it's not going to, because the bank is done.
I was going to tell you, because first off, when I put the Chase one in, it's going to erase the former one, so you won't have to worry about it anymore on our end. But also, it's saying insufficient funds, and then you already switched banks. So nobody's going to be able to use that card anyway unless someone puts money on your account, which they're not going to because the bank, you know, you're not working with them anymore. You closed it, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty safe there. I would probably just notify them anyway that, you know, in case the card is still open, you want to have it closed. But, I don't think anyone would be able to use that former card anymore.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. How would they if that bank account? Yeah, that's so typical. So it's a closed account, and you're reading insufficient funds.
And our merchant processors, they will tell us if it says, you know, account closed, or there's a CVV error, which means perhaps it's a different expiration date. But in your case, it says insufficient funds. So I'm thinking that the account's still open, and maybe, you know, when you switched banks, for some reason or another, that, you know, one account fell through the cracks and they didn't close it. So, you know, maybe just notify them, you know, that you want to close that account. And just for your own reference, it is, you know, like I said, a Visa ending in 9758.
Yeah, I cannot find that card for the life of me.
I see.
That's what I've been looking for, is for that card to see what it is. But, it should. I'm pretty sure it's the one to the bank. Let me see. I don't think I gave you. No. It wasn't a business account. Yeah, it was a business account. It wasn't. Yeah, it was a business debit card, and I, for the life of me, cannot figure out where that is. Like I said, I probably got really angry with them and just shred the damn thing.
You probably did. Well, after that many years banking with them, and then they're playing around with you like that with fees and everything.
No, it was Union Bank I had for over 30 years. It was U.S. Bank bought them, took over the branch and everything a year and a half ago, and totally has screwed up my account for that whole entire time.
So it was the new bank, the U.S. It had nothing to do with Union other than the fact that was the original account, but U.S. Bank was the one that took it over and messed everything up, right?
Yes. And I'm not the only one. I have a lot of people... I said the same thing, and a lot of people have been looking for a new bank to go to because of they're having issues. So, yeah.
Thanks for telling me because, you know, sometimes I get offers in the mail from U.S. Bank. Oh, if you open up an account, you'll get this or that. And, you know, now if I see anything like that, I'm going to steer clear of them.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is, you know, again, I don't know U.S. Bank, never heard of them. All I can think was because they merged my account, they just screwed it up and they could not fix it. Instead of just closing it down and reopening it up or doing something, whatever they did internally, to try to keep my account intact did not work.
I see. Yeah. Well,
okay, so are you...
We can get you up to speed. Is the Chase account also a Visa, or is this one a MasterCard?
No, this is a Visa, a business debit card.
Okay, and then the card number?
4427.
Okay.
4270.
Got it.
8201.
Uh-huh.
6660.
Okay, and expiration?
1129.
And the code?
255.
255. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. We'll make sure everything processes. Okay, good. This one worked, Michael. I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.